Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Are there any... To add convenience, we can also check in by Emperor's message sent to W4DJW, or you can check in by Echo Link Node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control KO4PXB.
Do you have anything that needs to be shared, announcements or bulletins for the net?
Thank KO4NUE for the antenna that he made, because for the first time ever, I was able to hear traffic in Sumter, so I'm beyond happy. And also thank the gentleman that gave him the cable where he could make the antenna for me. But I definitely thank him, KO4NUE again.
KO4NUE, are you listening?
This is KO4NUE. Yes, sir, I am here.
Any response to KO4PXB?
PXB, I'm glad you enjoyed, sir. I really am. Back to you, Net. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Thank you for the message, KO4PXB. Do you want me to check you in?
I know I'm well out of turn, but I definitely wanted to thank Chad personally, because I was happy to be able to hear him. I couldn't transmit, but I'll definitely figure that out later on.
I got you in the log. I'll go ahead and recognize you at the end of recognizing the early check-in. So we will go ahead and begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, though, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First off, we have KN4HTP, my wife Wendy, sitting in the other room doing some reading. We have W4FCM, Fred, in Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, and 4IEI. We have KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KM4VIX, John in Greenville. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. We have W4MKH Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. KC4W Bill in Anderson. W2AMD Andy in Simpsonville. K4XMR Mel in Prosperity. W4IOE Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. We have K4OIM Walt in Inman, who is our Tuesday night net controller. We have, KN4AGD Isaac in Greenville, which is a new check-in for me in my log. Appreciate Isaac coming along and checking in. KW4TS Jim in Pelzer. KG4WNP Landon in Easley. KO4RAX Jim in Dickensville. KN4RJN John in Brown Summit. And KO4PXB Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate all of those who checked in early through the prior web page. Hopefully we'll have enough RF listeners out there. We got quite a few check-ins early, but we'll go ahead and Right now it looks like we have one Echo Link station, so let's go to Echo Link stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. We've got one Echo Link station. If you're trying to check in and you're not getting through, you can also check in by sending a text through Echo Link. So if you want to do that, that's great. I'll give you another chance to check in verbally through Echo Link. So Echo Link stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Looks like that Echo Link station is just listening for the time being. So we'll go ahead and begin the RF check-in. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. So Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Rich, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JB. Mark, Wendy, and Annette, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy and all on the net.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Napoleon, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
JB. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I will be negative and negative tonight.
JB. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
Charlie Hotel Yankee, KF4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing it's a good group of check-ins. Starting off with KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle along with you. Next, we have our net manager, Dave, W4DJW, Aaron Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And we have our Wednesday night net controller and swap net manager. We've got KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and bringing Joy along with you. Next, we have KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KO4CEF, Andrew and Inman. KB2BYQ, David and Easley. And KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. That was a good group of check-ins. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta. So we'll go ahead and move to the next group of Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and we'll be negative negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Net Control.
4 Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Genuine Taylors, and I'm negative and negative.
The 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Jean and Taylors, negative and negative, over.
I got W4F, I didn't get the middle letter in your suffix, but I did get Juliet. What's your middle letter in your suffix?
Hotel. Over.
I missed that part. Go ahead and recognize those check-ins. Got KC4EZN, Harry there in Candler, North Carolina. Hello, Harry. Thanks for checking in tonight. We got KI4DTY, Daniel and Taylors, and W4FHJ, Gene and Taylors. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge Jimmy Internet. Looks like we have finished up the Echo through Hotel group, so we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
MJB. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
MJB. 4, Lima X-ray Zulu, KO4, LXZ, Kyle, I am mobile and grid tonight. I will be negative next. Thank you.
JB. India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Evening to Wendy also. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
MJB. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. My name is Duncan. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening. And 73 to you and everybody on the net.
2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KK4JFO, James, there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And the next check-in, I got KO4LXZ, Kyle and Greer. Kyle, did I get your call sign correct? You don't come up in my log, so I don't know if you're maybe a new check-in with me, or either that, or I messed up your call sign. Can you recheck, please?
2MJB. 4LXZ. Yes, sir, you did get that correct. I don't believe I've checked in with you before, as I don't check in often, but I enjoy when I do. Thank you.
2MJB. Thank you, Kyle. Let's recognize you for a new check-in with me. Appreciate you coming along tonight, checking in. That's KO4LXZ, Kyle in Greer. Next, we have KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KK4JBQ, Larry, there in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and have a great evening. And lastly, we have Duncan, KO4JKV, there in Asheville. Appreciate all of you coming and checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. The W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That looks like we've got India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. MK4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
MJB. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo,
K-O-4-N-U-E. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, K-O-4-R-Y-P. Her name is Anna. We'll be in and out tonight. And Mark, when you have an opportunity, I need a quick QSO with W4FHJ, Mr. Gene.
Recognize these that have checked in, and then I'll give you turn it over to you for your quick QSO. First off, we have K4OSH Pat in Malden, K04NNH Fred in Pilser, Chad K04NUE in Campobello, and he brings along his wife Anna K04RYP. Thanks for checking in, Chad, and bringing your wife along with you. Chad, go ahead with your QSO with
FHJ, K04NUE.
W4FHJ, and that control, I apologize. I shouldn't have come on the air just saying I was out of procedure. Anyway, go ahead, Chad.
I don't want you to get mad at me at all, okay? But your mic gain is really hot. I don't want you to get mad at me now, but it's so hot that it's hard to hear your call. So I just want to be respectful and let you know, sir.
That's very good, and I appreciate it very much. It may be that I'm talking a little too loud, real close up to the mic. I'm kind of used to that. I backed off about 3 or 4 inches. I don't know whether that helped or not. If that does it, then I'll look into the drive in the transmitter section. So thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Oh, back to net control.
2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, Chad and Gene, for that. And Chad is in and out tonight. So let's go ahead and continue on. One more check-in request for Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control. 2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Mike or Papa, so we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB and Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, SKO4QOG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognize KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, Home and More. No traffic, no comments tonight.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing U and the 2 going together kind of screws me up sometimes, Rusty. That's W-U-2-T, Rusty, there in Warren. Apologize for that, Rusty. Have a great evening, and I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango, so we'll go ahead and move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Hotel Foxtrot, East Columbus, South Carolina. Check me in and out tonight.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KE4ZHF, Keith in Columbus. Thanks for checking in tonight, Keith. Any other check-ins, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through Zulu, Uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and move and open it up to the large group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Hey,
check in, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
You too, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4XB, Tommy, in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight, Tommy. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now securing the formal portion of the net. Looks like we have all the check-ins currently that are out there on the RF. I'd like to thank all of those who came along and checked in with me tonight. Any station wishing to secure may do so. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? There's no RAC 2, anyone selecting for RAC 2 tonight, so comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KN4HTP will be running the net tomorrow night. I'm sure that she would appreciate you coming along and checking in. The net report will be submitted electronically. I'll break here for a moment, and you should be able to hear it momentarily. This is W2MJB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to everyone.
4NUE, KO4NUE, KI4LCI. KO4NUE, this is KI4LCI.
LZI, I'll be right with you, Andy. Let me get off the phone. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Oh, Russ, I'm just curious about some KI4LCI.
W4, John. W4, HI calling.
4LZI, KO4NUE.
LZI, I was just curious to know, you know, you were talking a while back about when the power's out and all like that. What did you ever work out about a receiver for hearing first responders over in your area, over there, what you had over there in the Spartanburg area?
Refresh my memory, Andy. What, rephrase the question.
When you said your internet went out, and a number of other things went out, what did you ever decide that you could do over there that would work? Because you can't, you've got to have a fairly new receiver to hear all, most all this stuff, but today I was just wondering what did you ever do? Ever get a new receiver or what?
The first thing I did was put in a battery backup. So I have a battery backup system. Matter of fact, that's what I'm talking on now. I test it out once a month, make sure everything's working. So that went into play. With a small inverter, 350 watts, which is too much, and that powers the modem for the internet. Now, that's if whatever storm has just knocked out my power. If it's knocked out whatever supplies the internet to my server, that's not going to help. But, you know, just understand that's what I did. So that's the first thing I did. The second thing I did was set the radio that I monitor on. So I've got a piece of junk Kenwood, you know, I mean, it's I don't know how old the thing is. And I just leave it on to monitor. And it has the weather alert turned on so that the second Paris Mountain 550, I think. When they send out a weather alert, it turns my radio on, the piece of junk radio.
KI4LZI, I know I remember you saying something, but you had a family member or something that was in real critical condition at the time, and that helps you with the weather, but as far as EMS and all that goes, you have to have a fairly new setup to receive all that.
Right, so, as far as the scanner goes to be able to listen to any kind of trunking, no, I haven't done anything about that. And there's a couple of frequencies in Spartanburg County that I can listen to. I'm not sure what they are. I know for a fact one of them is the, sounds like the garbage, city garbage or something. The other one, I'm pretty sure it's some type of law enforcement. I'm not sure what it is, though. But I haven't done anything about it as far as a trunking scanner goes. But Christmas is 12 days away.
I choose to know because from what I've heard in the past and read, about everything over there in Spartanburg's already long gone. And over here in Pickens, we're on borrowed time. They're going to change over. They just haven't yet because there's no 5G all around the county, and it costs $4 million to do it. But I was just curious to know what you'd ever done about it. And for frequency list, go to radioreference.com. Radioreference.com.
So the other thing to realize is that there is an app. I know this is, you know, I know you're going to fuss because it's not a ham radio. But there is an app that you can put on your phone if you have a smartphone that lists, it will broadcast local frequencies. To include law enforcement, you know, the ones that are not secure. So, non-radio-wise, I have used that before. I haven't used it recently, but I have used it before to, you know, to monitor in the past.
Mr. has something like that, but I tell you, when it comes to the audio quality on that, their audio quality has a lot to be desired.
I get it, but you know, it is something audible to listen to. I mean, it's not like a radio, but I mean, you can at least get information from it.
Better than nothing for sure. Well, you talked before, I didn't know if you had that available to you back at that time or not.
I did not, but I think the one I used was some kind of siren app or something. I forget what it was. When you take it, I'll look through my phone and see which app I put on there. But I mean, it worked. It worked pretty well. You put the app on there, and you tell it basically where, you know, what zip code or what location is. And I mean I was able to hear you know, patrol cars talking to one another. So that's not, you know, ham radio. I get it, but it's something, and it doesn't cost. So that's what I was looking at.
My sister for a little while, but I don't know why the audio quality is so bad on there, but their audio quality could be a whole lot better. Unless that's just because it's the natural. Because DMR Digital's not the best that I like myself, but everybody else in the group out here wanted that repeater, so, you know, and when I'm upgraded, they give me the HD for it, so. But I like analog FM quality a whole lot better if that's the way it sounds over an app.
I meant to tell you the other day, I was coming through Pickens, and saw some hunters there with dog boxes in the back, so I was wondering if you'd seen any.
October, like I said, one year I heard them here between Christmas and New Year's one time, and back when the next time change comes in March. One year I heard them all times. You never know when you're going to hear them, but the prime time is last of October, first of November, and as you saw there, I've seen multiples of them out there, truck with dog boxes. And you'll notice on some of them, they've got, you can look, if they got a real, real, real long whip, they're using 11 meters, but if they're using a shorter whip, it's the marine frequencies up above this band here, up to 156 megahertz range, the marine frequencies, when you've got shorter whips on them.
So, Andy, the app is free, and it's called Police Scanner. And, I mean, I've got it on now, listening to Spartanburg City Police and Spartanburg County deputies. I mean, I can hear traffic going back and forth between officers. So, I mean, it's telephone sound quality, I guess. But you can definitely hear, you know, what's going on between in the county. So there's also local fire departments, the county sheriff, city police. I mean it's a pretty good app actually.
Business of my sister's equipment, I guess, reason why it sounds so poor, I don't know, maybe, but for sure. That guy earlier was talking about he could hear but not transmit any. Was he trying to transmit into one of the heart system repeaters?
And Andy, what are you talking about now?
That station earlier during the night, you programmed it and he could hear it, but he couldn't transmit into it. Sounded like to me he didn't have a tone right or a tone turned on or something. And judging from what he was talking about, he was hearing it. It sounded like something on that heart radio network is linked up throughout the state.
KO4PXB, the guy that checked in at the beginning of the net.
That's the one, KI4LCI Friday, that's the one.
NUE Friday, yeah, that's Lloyd, he's old Army buddy of mine. So the story behind that is he went and got his license and got a handy talkie and was trying to, I think he's down in Simpsonville. And was really struggling to get to the repeater. So he had some questions about antenna one night, and Larry and Walt got him straightened out on the antenna. And Gary donated some ladder line, and I built a Slim Jim out of ladder line so he could hook it up to his handy. So since he's took the rubber ducky off and put the Slim Jim on it, he's able to hear a whole lot better. And I think that's kind of, you know, opened his eyes up a little bit. But I'm pretty sure, yeah, that's probably what he heard was SC Hart, the Link Network. If you heard it on the weekend, that's definitely SC Hart.
Yeah, they linked their machines up on the weekend at 5 p.m. Then after they get through with their net on Sunday, which is somewhere about this time or a little before, they unlink. Until the next time they hold their nets again. But if he didn't have the right tone in it, they've got a list of all the tones for those repeaters. I can't remember what the website is, but the Hart System of South Carolina has a website for all that. Right now, I just can't remember what it is.
SC Hart, that's the website, and it lists all of the frequencies that get linked during the SC Hart on the weekends or when they did need to do an emergency net. Andy, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say there's over 30 repeaters that get linked. I tell you what, hang on, give me a minute. You go ahead and pick it up and let me look. I'll let you know exactly.
LCF idea, or there's a lot. They started setting that Hart System up not long after I got my tech license. Sometime, see around 06, 07, somewhere in that range there. They started setting that up, and that sounds about probably close to right. They got a UHF, then a VHF on Paris Mountain, then a VHF over at Spartanburg that links in. But there's, as you say, there's more than you can shake a stick at, but Lloyd just don't have the right tone in his radio for whichever one he was trying to get into.
Roughly 30 of them, and they list, it's listed on, as nodes. The where the repeater is, or where the node is, the repeater output, the repeater input, and the CTCSS tone. All that's listed there on the web page. So, in other words, when they're linked, you, according to the website, node 37, which is Greenville Paris Mountain, 145370 and 144770, with a PO tone of 123, you could tune into that frequency on the weekend, I think. Well, that's what the website says. And I guess typically communicate across the state, I guess. I'm thinking that's how what the website's saying, that's how it works.
You can. The only problem is where I live here, those on Paris Mountain are almost impossible to get. Believe it or not, as hard as it is to believe, I get that 147090 in Spartanburg better here where I'm at than I do the ones on Paris Mountain.
147090 is node 47 with a PO tone with a tone of 162.2. So. I'm trying to find another one that's near you that would be linked. And I'm just not, that's going to be about the only one, I guess, in your area. Other than Greenville Paris Mountain. But like I said, there's over There's over 30 of them listed.
Oh, theirs is linked by microwave. Oh, no, that heart system. Most of them linked by microwave. We're over here on the warning system. It's a RF link.
J12 info.
AI4LCI.
I was just going to throw in that even when they're not linked, you can ETMF link them and still get a clear call to state, just not all of them at once. I don't believe of it.
Manual, I was aware of that, but I've listened in through the 09 at a lot of times when we've had bad weather. Down now at the lower part of the state, especially, and here where I'm at, the 09 seems to be the best one, because it's the best line of sight. Those on Paris Mountain's almost impossible with all the power I got to get into them. Go ahead, Chad.
So that last station is correct. The way you do that is you dial into the frequency that the repeater you can hit, which in your case would be Spartanburg, I guess. Once you get to that frequency, you know, you have to make sure that nobody is using it. I mean, you don't want to link a repeater while people are having a conversation. I mean, that's just professional. You basically put your call sign out, and then the repeater that you want to link to, the repeater you want to link to, you just put in that node number while you're keying the mic, and it will let you know, for example, the example they use here is Rock Hill. Let me let this drop. The Rock Hill repeater, which is 147030, you want to contact the Columbia repeater at 146715. You check into the Rock Hill frequency, ask if you could use the repeater to make a link call. You put your call sign out there and tell them I'm linking to the Columbia VHF repeater. Release the PTT and put star 32 into the DTMF, and then you'll get a tone back saying Columbia VHF linked. You do your call, and then when you're done, you press the mic and press 73 on the DTMF tone, and it releases the link.
LZI Friday. Just out of curiosity, I ain't looked at that page in quite some time. What do they say about that 145130 up on Caesar's Head? At one time, they claimed they was going to link it up to the system, but they never have, and I wonder if they ever are.
Which one was it, Andy?
45.130. I'm trying to remember. I believe the tone was 123.0. It's up at the same site with this and here's that right here. When I first put that up, it was supposed to be linked into that system somewhere down the line. But as far as I know, it still ain't, or still isn't, and it doesn't look like they're going to ever do it. But if they would, I could get into that and with just an HT and 5 watts.
What again?
145.130 output. 145.130. Tone 123.0. It's up there on Caesar's Head.
It's not. They list all of the nodes on the website. And gives you a status of each node. I don't know how often. Let's see, it was updated. Looks like it's updated every 5 to 10 minutes, according to this. So, for example, let's see, let's look at Conway, the Conway repeater, node number 30. Its connection status is in idle position. It is enabled. The DTMF tones are on. And, yeah, so it's a really good system, actually, the way it looks. And I think it's pretty neat.
The other station, go ahead, KI4LZI. It doesn't look like they're going to ever link that enough, but if they would, it would help me greatly in getting into the heart system. The other station, go ahead.
CH12. Yeah, I just wanted to jump in and make sure. I figured you knew it, Andy, but make sure Chad knew it too. But I imagine he does since he's looking at the webpage. And yeah, I did not see Caesar's Head listed. They got a UHF and a VHF on Paris Mountain listed for Greenville, but nothing on Caesar's Head. So yeah, it'd be nice for me down this way too, over at Seneca. It'd definitely be easier to hit, or
LZI. Well, it's been on a while for at least when they first put that on up there, and it was a standalone repeat forever and a day, and they made the claim back then that someday they would link it up, but they never linked it up, and I hadn't tried the kid lately, but it may not even be on the air anymore. But at one time it was said that they was going to, and apparently they never did. But if they had have done that, it would have made it a whole lot easier on me to get on the heart system.
Andy, I'm trying to get to, let me make sure I got it, to the warrants. Wide area repeater network system. I talked with Andy about that the other night. They have a website. Billy, I'm sorry. They have a website for the Warren's repeater system, wide area repeater network system. And 146.610 is listed as a, I think it's a tertiary, input, I think. I can't get to the website right now, but I don't want to misspeak here, but according to the website, this repeater has the capability to be linked with Warren's, or at least that's what the website says anyway. KO4NUE for station ID.
Yeah, I know Billy has had some issues with his repeater before. He's been down and congratulations to that to him. So yeah, I know it will link into the warning system. Just don't think it's a normal thing, over.
Only just past Tuesday night he was out at our meeting out at the Depiction COC. I kinda know most about all of most of the ones is RF link machines, most of them are, and on the state heart system, most all of it is microwave link. And I think that's partly why the 130 up on Caesar Head kind of fell through that they was once going to do and never done, is because up there they didn't have a standard microwave link available to them up there. Because the WYFF site isn't, let's put it this way, it's not a site like your South Carolina ETV network has where, you know, they can link into the warning system, the microwave link. There's nothing like that up there, and I think that's why that fell through.
Yeah,
are you like up against the wall there where you're at, this Table Rock, that you can't, I would have thought you'd have been able to hit Paris Mountain pretty easy too. I can hit it from over here, but I'm pretty much wide open on it.
I'm deep in a hole here, and I don't know how many hills between here and Paris Mountain that I got. Just to do anything with anything over there, I got to run maximum power. And even then, there's times it's not reliable. Like I've described to others, I'm down in a hole. And about the only areas where it's not a hole is where the roads come in and out. But the only reason I can do this and good and Sassafras good is it looks right down in this hole here at me. But as far as Paris Mountain goes, it's like 6 Mile Mountain, me trying to get into some of those on 6 Mile Mountain from where I'm at. It's very rarely going to ever happen.
That, I kind of figured that's what it was. You just got a big old rock beside you and can't get through it. So, yeah, I'm pretty much shooting across the lake, so I've got probably 15 miles or so before I ever hit any kind of land mass, so I need it pretty easy over here. Go ahead, Chad.
I've got to do a presentation in January at the Thermal Belt Club on the Warren's repeater system. And I've talked with Billy about it months ago, and then we got kind of distracted with COVID and all that. But we just kind of moved everything to Zoom, so we're not meeting at the club anymore. We're just doing it on Zoom. So I'm just going to go ahead and present what I've got in January. And I got to call Billy and make sure what I'm presenting is factual information. But it's a really neat system. The last big storm that came through back in the spring, I believe, I actually got to listen to how that system worked. And I got to admit, I was really impressed with it. I mean, the net controller was, he just, as Greville Spartanburg saw the storm coming in, they activated a standby net. And standby was, okay, well, y'all can talk and chit-chat, but, you know, when the weather condition changes, we'll move to a directed net, which he did. And let me let this thing drop. Then the net controller moved it to a directed net. Then that's when amateur radio operators that were mobile actually started to call in and report what they were seeing. Down, they were set asleep. There was one amateur operator who called in down power lines. He gave the location. Down trees, on what street. But here's one thing that I thought was very interesting about listening to all that. It's very professional, by the way. Let me let this thing drop. The net controller would clean up information that came in from the amateur calls. In other words, if what you were reporting did not meet certain criteria, then he would politely tell you, you know, hey, continue to monitor your station. If the reporting criteria changes, then, you know, feel free to report in. But, that was the first emergency net that I'd ever heard. And I was thoroughly impressed with it, to be honest with you, just the way that whole system handled itself and so on and so forth. But here's what I thought was really interesting. Let me let this drop. One of the amateur calls called in and reported a power line gunned down across a street. I forget, it was up near, it was in Seneca or somewhere up there, up your way, Andy. And the amateur radio operator called it in, the net controller collected it, and collected all the information. And it was not 5 minutes later, the National Weather Service up on Paris Mountain was disseminating that information. So it got from the amateur call through the net controller to Greenville Spartanburg. The meteorologist at Greenville Spartanburg cleaned it up and changed it a little bit and spit it back out to the National Weather Service for the community to hear. So with that said, let me let it drop.